how easy is maybe the fix as fast as you need to with the pass rush, considering the quarterback you're going to go up against this week?
Yeah, I mean, probably not going to get that many sacks. I mean, we got some pressures. You got to get your hands up because he's not the tallest of guys. So we try to affect him, make him move his feet, get him out of the pocket, make him try to throw on a run because it's going to be tough to get sacks. But with the guys up front, we might get a couple.
Is affecting the quarterback? I know Sean's talked about it a lot, but, I mean, is it almost more important than the sacks for you guys, especially again with this guy this week?
Definitely. I mean, tip balls could lead to interceptions, touchdowns. So we got to find a way to affect him any way we can. If it's moving his feet, making him throw around hands, making him change the trajectory of the ball. So any way we can affect him, we got to try to do that.
Sean talked about how yards don't win games.
Uh-huh.
Defensively, if that's not the priority, I mean, how do you attack when yards is not the priority? What are you trying to do defensively then?
We're trying to get the ball back to the offense any way we can, the fastest way. So if it's getting a takeaway, getting a three and out, or they get all the way down and they kick a field goal, that's fine. But we got to make sure they're not scoring touchdowns, and that's what we got to get back to. If they get the ball on the 10 like they were last week, we got to shut them down and make sure they get three or we get a takeaway instead of them getting 7 points on the first play. So we got to get better at that and get back to what we've been doing early in the season.
Is it too much to say that you guys are I don't want to say okay, but can accept giving up 7, 8, 9, 10 yards if at some point you get that takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to. I mean, it sounds bad saying, oh, well, you don't really care that much about yards, but you still, deep down, you don't want them to have any yards. You want to go out there and have a great game. But if they get a couple first downs, you get a takeaway, you feel a lot better because you know your offense is in a better field position. So anytime we can get a takeaway, but we didn't get any last week, so we got to get back to what we're doing. Our teams will score points on us.
What have you seen from that? At home this year, the Saints come in 2.5-point favorites heading into Sunday. I know Sean has said, you know, there's still guys who, folks, voices out there that want to count you guys out. Do you guys take that as a slight at all, that you're 4-0 at home, you've played great at home all year, and you're the underdogs heading into that game?
Not really. I mean, they won a lot of games in a row, and we haven't run that many games in a row. We won at home, but we got to find a way to get a good win against a good team. So I don't really care about underdog or 2.5 points. I never seen anybody win by 2.5 points, so I don't really care about all that type of stuff. So we got to go out there and get a big win.